souls do not remain in this world forever. Those who sit in meditation earn the profit and take it with them. This is the Bhajan Duniya Divitsruhanate on page 199. All have to go, leaving this world. It was our home, but now it has become another's. If it were in our control, why would our soul bear the pain of separation? Everyone craved for beauty and youth, but who can erase what is written in their fate? The souls bear the pain and enjoy the comfort according to their karma. Those who have sacrificed their body and mind for the Master and became grateful to him, understanding his will is sweet, they do not go in the cycle of 84 again. Hail Kripal, you liberated the souls after coming and removed the diseases of poor Ajab. Those who get on the path reach their destination. The souls do not remain in this world forever. Those who sit in meditation earn the profit and take it with them. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 199.
Duniya de vich ruhate sada neyo rendiya. Duniya de vich ruhate sada neyo rendiya. Lahakat ke jaan bhajan jo bendiya. Duniya de vich ruhate sada neyo rendiya. Chad ke jaan sab ne tur jana. Apna hai ghar huna ho ya begana. Chad ke jaan sab ne tur jana. Apna hai ghar huna ho ya begana. Apne baas je honda chute ya kanu se. Duniya de vich ruhate sada neyo rendiya. Duniya de vich ruhate sada neyo rendiya. Lahakat ke jaan bhajan jo bendiya. Duniya de vich ruhate sada neyo rendiya. Pusan jawaniyan nu har koi chave, mat diya likhiyan nu kaun mitave. Pusan jawaniyan nu har koi chave, mat diya likhiyan nu kaun mitave. Karma de anusar te dukh sukh sendiya. Duniya de vich ruhate sada neyo rendiya. Duniya de vich ruhate sada neyo rendiya. Lahakat ke jaan bhajan jo bendiya. Duniya de vich ruhate sada neyo rendiya. ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਉਤੋਂ ਤਨ ਮਨ ਵਾਰਿਆ, ਬਨ ਮਿਤਾ ਮਨ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰਿਆ. ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਉਤੋਂ ਤਨ ਮਨ ਵਾਰਿਆ, ਬਨ ਮਿਤਾ ਮਨ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰਿਆ. ਚੌਰਾਸੀ ਦੇ ਗੇਰ ਫੇਰ ਨਾ ਪੈਂਦੀਆਂ. ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਸਦਾ ਨੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆਂ. ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਸਦਾ ਨੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆਂ. ਲਾਹਕਤ ਕੇ ਜਾਨ ਬਜਨ ਜੋ ਬਹਿੰਦੀਆਂ. ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਸਦਾ ਨੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆਂ. ਧਨ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਆਣ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਤਾਰੀਆਂ, ਗਰੀਬ ਅਜਬ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਤੀਆਂ बीमारियां धन कृपाल रुआ आन के तारिया गरीब जब दिया कतिया बीमारियां मंजलते कर जन जो रसते पैंदिया दुनिया दे विच रूहां ते सदा ने यो रहंदिया दुनिया दे विच रूहां ते सदा ने यो रहंदिया लाकत के जान बजन जो बैंदिया दुनिया दे विच रूहां ते सदा ने यो रहंदिया दुनिया दे विच रूहां ते सदा ने यो रहंदिया
Hail Kapal, you liberated the souls after coming and removed the diseases of Pura Jag. Those who get on the path reach their destination. I want to read today one of my very favorite talks, satsangs, ever. It's a talk given by Master Kapal in Virginia on September 25th, 1972. And it is quite remarkable. I think the greatest talks of the masters are when we see the facts of life that we have to deal with as we make our way along up against the spectrum of what is possible to us as children of God. That seeing one against the other can give us hope and strength. And the masters talk about that. They put things into perspective. Anyway, this is a talk that Master gave at that time called Don't Bend Your Elbows. That's the title I gave to it. It's in the book, The Coming Spiritual Revolution, Chapter 10. All masters who have come bring the religion of love. They say that there is a maker of all this creation, that he is controlling all this creation, and that same power is controlling you in your body. God is love. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. It has love innate in itself, and the way back to God is also through love. And the Bible is given the same thing. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Kabir and all other masters have said the same thing. So we are conscious entities. We have to love all consciousness. The attribute of love is that we have to identify with the object of our love wherever our love is attached. So we have to attach our love to God, but instead we are attached to the whole world outside. That is what is called attachment. So masters say that the human body is the highest in all creation, and the highest aim on the whole earth is to know God. They say that while on the earth there is the law of cause and effect. Wherever we are attached, we will go. Now as it is, we have come back again and again to this earth. If we had love for God, we would have gone back to God after leaving the body. So we must have that, you see, in this earthly life. If you develop love for God, naturally after death you will go to whom you are attached. If we are attached to the world outside, all over, then we will have to come back again and again. So masters tell us, love God, each in his own language, of course. The 10th guru of the Sikhs addresses all social bodies, all religious movements. Hear ye all, I tell you the truth. Whomsoever has love, he can know God. Now love knows service and sacrifice. Love knows no burden. Where there is love, there is no burden. So we have to love God, and God resides in every heart. And we are of the same essence as God. We are all brothers and sisters in God. Love is such an attribute. If you put it into your household affairs, there will be peace. If you put it into your society, there will be peace there. If you put an ounce of love into your country, there will be peace in the country. So love is the panacea for all ills, I would say. Love knows giving, you see. It knows sacrifice. Kabir says, so long as you are in the human body, give, give, give. The word for body in his language also means to give. So it is said, as long as you are in the body, give, give, and give. Giving away is true renunciation. So if we have love, we must give to others the best we can. If you make others happy, then you will be happy yourself. If you make others miserable, then you also will not be able to escape the misery. So once it so happened that Lord Vishnu, who is the aspect of God in charge of maintenance, invited all the angels and others of opposite qualities to a feast, and he arranged for them to sit in rows facing each other. Then Vishnu said, well, dear friends, all this is for you. Eat to your heart's content, but there's one condition laid down. Don't bend your elbows. Those who are only demons, or whatever you want to call them, thought, well, strange enough. If we don't bend our elbows, how can we put the food in our mouths? They considered it for long, but they could not comprehend it. They said, Lord Vishnu is just mocking us, refused to eat anything, and left the place in disgust. But the angels who were sitting there said, these are the words of Lord Vishnu. There must be some meaning behind them, something we don't follow. After calm consideration, it struck them. We can feed each other. So it was very easy. And all aid is directed. What does all this mean? If we make others happy, we will become happy. If we put others in bad condition, we will be put in bad condition. So if we want to be happy, we must make others happy. And moreover, you will find, once a devotee prayed to God, please come to my home. My prayer is you will please visit my home. God promised, I will come on such and such a date. The devotee made all arrangements, you see, decorated his house with flowers, cleaned it throughout, and put on really clean clothes. He sat at the door and waited for God. From morn to night he sat there. But all who came was one old man passing by who could not even walk properly. The old man said to him, well, I'm hungry. Give me some food. Half a loaf of bread, please give me. Nobody listened. So he passed on. That night the devotee said to God, look here, you promised and you never came. I made all arrangements for you. But God said, I did come, and you would not even give me a half a loaf of bread. So God resides in every heart. No heart is without him. We are all brothers and sisters in God. If we give to others, we will become happy. We want to keep everything to our own selves. The result is that everyone wants to keep everything to his own self. This is attachment. And the result? Misery. All are unhappy. So those who are hungry, give them something to eat. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. If they cannot stand on their legs, help them to stand on their legs. It would be good. If it is good for you, would it not be good for others too? Truly speaking, we are all brothers and sisters in God. We are of the same essence as that of God, and God also resides in everybody. He is the controlling power within you. So if you love, well, love is God. God is love. And the way back to God is also through love. So parables are pregnant with meaning, you see. They mean something. They are meant for those of average intellect. If we are more intellectual, then it is given direct. Share with others, please. You see? The point is, God is light, and he resides in every heart. Take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. Have you read the Bible? So any home where the light is lit, it looks very beautiful, does it not? If there is no light in the house and it is dark, then? So bodies in which the light is effulgent, in which the covers are shaken off and the light is effulgent, because it is there already, of course, but covered, that face and body becomes beautiful. Masters say that face is beautiful in which God is effulgent. That light shoots forth through the eyes. Whatever is there inside will come out through the eyes. If there is darkness, then darkness will come out. If there is light within, then naturally you will have light. When that light is within me, then naturally it will shoot forth to others. So who is alive in the world? Guru Nanak says, only he is alive, O Nanak, in whom the light of God is effulgent. All others are dead. This is the definition of being alive in the terminology of the saints. Only he is alive, O Nanak, in whom the light of God is effulgent. Do you know what the highest ideal is in the social body you have joined, the labels of which you are wearing? Among the six, the highest ideal is to become a Khalsa. Khalsa means he who has got the full light of God effulgent within him and he sees it. Otherwise, he may be having the outward labels of Sikhism, but he's not a true Sikh. He has only joined that social body to have that light. Who is a Hindu? He who lights the candles outside and rings the bells. He should light the candles within. Is already lit, you see. Simply the covering is there. We simply have to withdraw the attention from outside. We don't have to light it again new, you see. Just shake off the coverings. This is possible only by withdrawing our attention from outside. Tap inside. Rivet your whole attention to that which enlivens your body, which is you. It is your own consciousness that makes you see all the world over. If you withdraw your attention, you will contact that direct. I am looking at you all, not looking behind. Unless I look behind, I cannot see what is there. Unless we recede from outside, we cannot see light. But if you do it, you will find light. That is why the masters enjoin, take heed that the light within you is not darkness. All glory and beauty lie within you. Why, O man, are you going astray? In the Quran it is said, I am hidden within you, why don't you find me? And we go to find him outside. The one who comes to a saint, he is advised what? To go inside. Withdraw from outside. He says, if you can go inside and rise above body consciousness, you will have an experience of those very statements which are given out in the scriptures. What do scriptures contain? What the masters have seen. What they have seen, they have put in there for the benefit of the child humanity. So it is love, you see. Mohammedans have seen the light of God. Christ also has seen the light of God. You may be wearing any label, but unless you have got that God's light effulgent within you, take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. That is the only way. Why don't we find the light within us? Because our love is occupied outside in the world. We must direct our attention. Attention is the expression of our soul, the essence of which is love. When our whole attention is directed within, love meets that. So all masters say, love. You see, we have to leave the body. All saints, all incarnations, all philosophers and great beings did have the human body, and they did leave. And you also have to leave someday. I don't think you have made any special arrangement not to go. So we have to leave the body. It is the first companion we have when we enter the world, but when we go, it does not accompany us. So what are we doing? It does not mean that you should not maintain your bodies or that you should not pay off your debts to those members of your family with whom God has united you. It means that that is not the end all. After all, we have to go. You see, in the human body, we are bound within certain limits and free within certain limits. We have to square up all debts with those with whom we are connected as a result of reactions of the past. When those debts are paid off, we have to depart. Some come as sons, some as sisters, some as daughters, some as wives. There's a give and take. And when that is finished, then we have to go. Take the example of a train, you see. So many people gather together from different stations. When the train stops, some leave the train, others rush in. And if you make friends with those who are on the train, will it last long? No. For the time being, so long as they are with you, if you have sweet words, kind words, you will be friendly, and the few hours on the journey will pass all okay. If you are fighting, then? So we have to leave the body. And what are we doing? As we sow, so shall we reap. We are striking up friendships with the outside things. We are amassing things outside like anything. It is like we are, excuse me if I use the word, mad. It is sad. There is a parable the masters tell that has a very pregnant meaning. They say that God had four species left to whom he had not given the number of years they were to have on earth. One was man, one was donkey, the third was dog, and the fourth was owl. You see? He called for man and said, "Look here, I am sending you to the world. What will be my fate? You will be head of all creation. You will be next to me. For how long, sir? 20 or 25 years? That's not enough. Can't you give me more life? Wait, we will just see. If life is left over from the others, we will give it to you." Then came the donkey. God said, "I am sending you to the world. What will be my fate?" "Well, you will be bearing burdens continually here and there, that's all." "How long?" 25 years, 30 years. "I will be killed, dear sir. Give me less." So he gave him 10 to 12 years, and the remainder he gave to the man. He said, "Yes, you're getting more, you see." Then the third one, dog, came up. God said, "Well, we are sending you to the world." "Sir, what is my duty there?" "You will be guarding your master's home, always half asleep, half awake. You will let nobody enter the building. You will bark at everybody." "How long will this be, sir?" 20, 25 years. "My lord, for God's sake, give me less." So he was given some 10 years or so, and the rest was given to the man who was so fortunate to have it. And then came the fate of the owl. "We are sending you to the world. What will be my fate?" "You won't be able to see during the day. Only at night can you see. During the day you will be dependent on others." "For how long?" "Well, 10 or 12 years. "I won't be able to see during the day. Give me less, please." "All right." And the rest he gave to the man. Now you see what we are doing. Consider calmly. When we are about 20 or so, we are on our own legs. We are starting our family. We are a man. As we grow beyond that stage, this malady is upon us, amassing things, making our house like a storehouse, purchasing things from the store, carrying them back and forth. We buy dozens of unnecessary things. That is the period of the donkey he is enjoying, you see. Then he grows older, he has children who do not obey him, he is calling names, howling and growling like anything, guarding what he has stored up. That is the stage of the dog, you see. And when he becomes old, he cannot see well, he is dependent on others. No one to care for him, he is simply at their mercy. And if they give him something or not, he says, "All right," because he's dependent. This is the stage of the owl. So this is our fate. The human body is the highest in all creation. We should be more loving. Love God, and all things shall be added unto you. We love the world, and all things are not added. But of those that are, not a single thing goes along with you. Even the body that you bring as your first companion, even that does not go along with you. How will all the other things you have got? So masters say, look here, brother, you should do what? Earn your money with the sweat of your brow, by honest means, and just make yourself stand on your own legs and others who are connected with you. And also, if possible, let others share. Man is one who shares with others, is of use to others. Animals are of use to their own selves and their families. If we also behave like that, then we are no better. One saint says, look to the face of the animals. God has made it pointing down toward the ground. If they are attached to the world, it's all right. But, O man, your face is upward. Look upward to God. So to earn money is all right, but that money should be earned to let you stand on your own legs, pay off all debts to those connected with you by God as a reaction of the past, and also share with others who are needy, who are hungry, who are in bad condition. If you have love for God, won't you give everything to others? Because we congeal everything to ourselves, you see. The result is selfishness, tyranny, sucking the other man's blood. Is it not? Just as the parable shows, don't bend your elbows. I think if you would do like that, you would eat more if others put in your mouth, is it not? So the main object in the human body is to know God. What we are doing is just like a man caught in conscription, you see. He has to work from morn to night. He is of no use to his own self and no use to his household. Conscription. You have to work all day, but not for your own self, not for those connected to you. But when you go all alone. The impressions of the world go along with you, and wherever you are attached, you will go to that very place. If you are attached to the world, you will have to come back to the world. If you have sucked anyone's blood now, in the next birth, he sucks your blood. On the surface, it may seem to be, he is being wrong with me, he is a tyrant, he is cruel. But who knows what is the reaction of the past, you see? So things happen like that. But then God's grace descends, because the human body is the golden opportunity in which we can know God. And the one on whom his grace and compassion descend, he is brought in contact with someone who can open his inner eye to see the God in him, the light which is already innate in him. All covers he shakes off. And he who has been able to shake off these covers, he is fortunate. When God descends, that is his grace to you, because in the human body only we can know God. This is what is meant by love. Live always giving, giving, giving. You won't lose, you see, mind that. The more you give, the more you will have. The more we congeal everything to our own selves, you see, the more miserable we are. So masters always advise first. Stand on your own legs by the sweat of your brow, honest means. Because if you squeeze the blood of others, naturally the reaction will come. They will also squeeze your blood someday. On the face of it, it appears somebody is just giving you trouble, squeezing your blood. We have done nothing in this life to deserve it, so it's a reaction of the past. And moreover, these contacts are for a temporary period, to wind up all give and take, just as you go on the train. When your station comes, you jump down. Others may be dragging you, but you don't remain on the train, do you? Similarly, when the give and take is up, the man has to go, whether all are crying or not, wishing you could remain. No, you cannot, you see. But the angle of vision changes when you see that light of God within you. You do see what is to happen because your vision is clear. Now in our present state, the angle of vision is not clear. We say, this wrong has been done to me. This is my friend, this and that. But what did Christ say? Those who do the will of my Father, they are my relatives, mother and brother. All others, brothers, sisters, are only for the purpose of give and take. So that body is beautiful in which God is effulgent. You know, among the Christians, when a man dies, his face and body are decorated like anything, to keep it for a day or two. But it's a dead body. The life is no more with it. You see, unless that light is lit within you, there is darkness there. How you maintain and beautify your body. Man spends hundreds and thousands of dollars to make himself beautiful. It's just like ornamenting a dead body. This is the angle of vision from which the masters see. They love you all. They want us to love God. Love God and all things shall be added unto you. You see, this is in all the scriptures. How pregnant with meaning they are. Love God and God resides in every heart. Love knows giving. So long as you go on giving, 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 you will have no enemies, nothing of the sort. So love knows service. And if need be, sacrifice also. Do you want others' homes to be beautiful? If everyone wants others' homes to be beautiful, will not your home be beautiful? Very simple. Love others. That is why I say, love thy neighbor as thyself. And love means giving, service, sacrifice, and you will go where you are attached. If you love God and all humanity, for the sake of the God in them, you wish all your brothers success in him for his sake, then you are not the doer. You will go back to God because you have done all this for the sake of God. So while in the world, as I told you, man is one who is of use to others. An animal also looks to himself and his children. He fights with others. If we do the same thing, then are we not worse than animals? God expects you to be more. He made your face upward. So this is one thing. If you love God, all things shall be added unto you. God resides in every heart. You will love all, even animals, even birds. Once in the days of Lord Buddha, there was one hunter who sent up an arrow and hit the wing of a bird and made it limp so that it couldn't fly. And the bird went up to the Buddha, because man radiates whatever is in him, and love was in him, and the bird came up. So the Buddha took him and put him under his arm and said, this bird is mine. The hunter said, no, it's mine. But the Buddha said, if it had been yours, it would have gone to you. Do you follow? Those who radiate love, everybody will be yours. But our love should not be acting and posing. Our thoughts are very potent. They are radiated. Others do know at heart what you are doing. So he who has got love for all. They wish good for all. Guru Nanak said, peace be unto all the world over, under thy will, O Lord. We want peace? This is the question put to me the other day on television. How can we have peace? As long as we are stuck to our own selves, to our families, to our isms. Unless we rise above all these, how can we have peace? So if you love God, and no matter what labels you are wearing, you rise above them and become a man with the light of God within you, then will you love everybody or not? There will be peace. We don't have peace because we are first congealed to our own physical bodies, then to our own families, then to our own societies, then to our own countries. So unless people rise above these isms, and all countries, I would also say, there can be no peace. Love and all things shall be added unto you. Our homes, society, everything shall be happy. Because we have man, we must turn to man, you see. All isms are schools of thought, which man has joined to become perfect man. Man is perfect in essence, but he has to realize that. And this is what the masters do. They do a great service, I tell you. Those who are awakened, they do. And they don't ask anyone to remove their labels, you see. They say, it's all right, remain where you are. That's the first step we have to take. We are social beings and we must have social bodies to live in. But which school is better? A school may have very high halls, magnificent playgrounds, beautifully dressed students. But if no student comes out successful, all these social religions are meant to turn out perfect human beings. That preparation will come only when you love God. God resides in every heart, so naturally you will love all. If you radiate love, even the birds will love you. Even the snakes will love you. Do and see. Thoughts are very potent, mind that. It so happened once that Birbal, the minister of Akbar the Great, Emperor of India, told Akbar that as you think about others, they have the same reaction in them. Akbar asked, what is the proof of that? Let's go outside, said Birbal, and they went out. Now Akbar was going bareheaded. A man was coming from a distance, and Birbal said, just think something about him. So Akbar thought, I must shoot him. When the man came near, the emperor told him, well, you are forgiven for anything, just tell me the truth. When you saw my face, what struck you? Sir, forgive me, but when I saw your bare head, I wanted to beat it with my fist. So reactions are there. We may conceal it, we may deny it. But from action comes reaction. Think love of others, then naturally love radiates. Love begets love, and hatred begets hatred. However polished it may be, it is a way of living, you see. It is what the masters teach. The worldly life is made beautiful, and all things are added unto you simply by loving God. This is why I say, love all. This is what is meant, you see, by don't bend your elbows to eat. Simply let others eat, and others will be made happy. This is the way of living we should adopt. You will be worldly successful. You will also be spiritually successful. Both hands, alive or dead, here or hereafter, both. You will have what you say, the honor of being received at the court of God. Why do we remember Nanak, Muhammad, Christ, so and others? They radiated love. With many masters, we do not even know who their fathers were, excuse me, but the places which they visited became places of pilgrimage. Why? Those who want to be loved by the world here and hereafter, they should love God. So this is what is meant by love. We know so much, unless we live up to it, nothing will come out substantially. Does it not appeal to you what I have told you? Is common sense, love, you see, no philosophy to infer. It so happened in Lahore that the sweepers once had a strike. Nobody went to anyone's house to clean their filth. Within 3 days, no place was clean. The halls were embedded. You could not breathe. What did they do? There was one way out. They could have taken all the filth and taken it someplace out of town. But instead, they threw their filth in each other's homes, and everyone did the same. They wanted to make other homes filthy, so all homes became filthy. This is what you are doing. This is the angle of vision from which the masters see. And all those who live up to what they say, they become happy. We know so much already. No need of repeating this and that. Only common sense things we have put before you. If you live up to it, you will become happy. Any doubt in this solution? Have you got any doubt? I think it is a self-evident truth. It is all given in a very simple way which appeals to everybody. Masters give you all things in a very simple way. Simple way of living, simple way of thought, and simple way of angle of vision. No enforcement, no drawing inferences. This is the thing. You know, it's very easy in the course of our life to forget a lot and to miss the point of whatever is in front of us. And of course, those are the definitions of sin, forgetting of origin and missing the point. And it's very easy to, you know, what the Master has outlined for us, what he wants to give us, what is there for us to take, is, you know, the essence of the universe. And it's not that easy to get there from where we usually are. If we could remember always and never miss the point, we would shoot up like a rocket, but we can't usually. And this is why, you know, the thing I've often said made this point, that the Master is not our judge, he is our advocate, our defense attorney. And whatever mistake we make, whatever we do or whatever is done to us, Master uses that to move us along in the way that we want to go in our inmost being, even though on the surface we sometimes don't want that. But this is why Master wrote me one time that no matter whatever comes to your account is in your best spiritual interest. Please know it for certain, he said. Whatever comes to your account is in your best spiritual interest. This was written to me at a time when I absolutely did not believe that what was coming to my account was in my best spiritual interest. I thought it was in my worst possible interest. And of course, the key word there is spiritual. The point is that if we really want to find God, if we really want to go within ourselves and know the essence of the universe, if this is what our prime aim is, then it all makes sense. You see, and we can see, okay, this I can learn from this, I can learn from that, etc. But if we think in terms of what's going, you know, what's in front of us on this level, then it's another thing. And that makes it very hard. And we all do it. It can't be helped. You know, it's because we're human beings. We forget. We miss the point. But Master loves us anyway. And he wants to bring us back to him no matter what. And he will bring us back to him no matter what. He cannot help it. He has to do that. It's the essence of him. As William Blake said, and Master Kripal used to quote, eternity is in love with the productions of time. We, as we exist now, are the productions of time. And the Master is the reflection, the embodiment of eternity. And eternity is in love with us. Thank God for that. And that love for us will take us through. But the more our lives can reflect the love that the Master has for us, the easier it becomes for him to take us. It's a great, great thing what the Masters have and what they give us. We are very, very, very fortunate.
ਦੂਸਰੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਭਰੋਸੇ ਦੀ ਬਾਤ 24 ਪੀਐਸ ਦਾ ਵਾਕਿਆ ਕਈ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਮੈਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਵੀ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੇ ਇੱਕ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਮਾਤਾ ਸੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਤੋਂ ਨਾਮ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਕੋਈ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਬੇਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਸਨ ਬੇਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਿ ਮੀਟ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਪੀਂਦੇ ਸਨ ਉਹ ਆਪਣਾ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਵੀ ਵਕਤ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਭਜਨ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰਦੀ ਜਦ ਅੰਤ ਸਮਾਂ ਆਇਆ ਉਸਦਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਲੜਕਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਲੜਕੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਦ ਲਈਏ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਵੀ ਮੇਰਾ ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਚਿੱਟੇ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਪਾਈ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਖੜਾ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਲੜਕੀ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੈਂ ਬਥੇਰਾ ਮਿਲ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਗੱਲ ਦਾ ਉਸ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਉੱਤੇ ਇਤਨਾ ਅਸਰ ਹੋਇਆ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਉਹ ਪਿੱਛੋਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਨਾਮਲੇਵਾ ਹੋਏ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਹੋਏ ਮੀਟ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਛੱਡ ਗਏ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਭਰੋਸੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਪਿੱਛੋਂ ਤਾਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਉਹਦੇ ਹੁੰਦਿਆਂ ਉਸ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਨੇ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਿਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੰਨਿਆ ਮੀਟ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡਿਆ लेकिन उसकी मौत ने ऐसा करिश्मा दिखाया उस बुजुर्ग माता दी ने सारा परिवार ही संत मत विच आ गया।
On the other hand, I will tell you the story about the faith in the master and about the detachment from the family. I have often said this story in satsang that in the village of 24 PS there used to live an old woman, an initiate of Baba Sawan Singh. She was very devoted to Master Sawan Singh. Whenever she would get the opportunity and time, she would advance it for meditation. She was very devoted disciple of Baba Sawan Singh. Nobody else in her family was initiated. They were not only non-initiates, but they were very bad people. They used to eat meat, drink wine, and do all sorts of worldly things. So they were very far away from the path. They would never even want to talk about it. So what to talk about coming to the path and getting initiation and like that. But she was not bothered. She would always sit for meditation, and she maintained her love and faith in Master Sawan Singh. She had quite a big family, many sons, many daughters. So when her end time came, her sons came to her and asked if she would like to see her daughters. But she replied that, why should I worry about my daughters? Why should I see them? Because I have seen them all my life long. Now my master has come with white clothes, and he has come to take me back home. Then why should I get attached to my daughters and my family again? I don't want to see anyone. And when she said that to her sons, after that she left the body. That incident was like a miracle for their family. No doubt, when she was living, nobody from her family came to the path. Nobody left eating meat, drinking wine, and doing all the bad things. But at the time of the death, the miracle which happened, the miracle of Master coming and taking her soul up, was so impressive to the dear ones in her family that they all came to the path, they all became satsangis. So I mean to say that those who have faith in the Master and those who are detached from their families, Master definitely comes and something like a miracle happens at the time of their death, which liberates all other members of his family.
ਇਹ ਮੈਂ ਦੋਨੇ ਕਹਾਣੀਆਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀਆਂ ਸੁਣੀਆਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੱਸੀਆਂ ਇਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਜਾਤੀ ਤਜਰਬੇ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸੀ
ਇਸ ਬੋਥ ਦਿਸ ਸਟੋਰੀਜ਼ ਆਰ ਇਨਸੀਡੈਂਟਸ ਹੈਪਨ ਵਿਦ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਆਈ ਟੋਲਡ ਯੂ
ਤਨ ਸੰਪਤ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਾਮ ਨਾ ਆਵੇ ਛੋੜ ਚਲੋ ਇਹ ਛਿਨ ਮੇ ਆਗੇ ਰਹਿਣ ਅੰਧੇਰੀ ਪਾਰੀ ਆਜ ਕਰੋ ਕੁਛ ਦਿਨ ਮੇ
ਹੁਣ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਾਇਆ ਦੇ ਸੇਵਕਾਂ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੂੰ ਧਨ ਦੌਲਤ ਇਤਨਾ ਇਕੱਠਾ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸੇ ਪਾਸ ਰਹੇ ਨਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਹੀ ਆ ਜਾਵੇ ਧਨ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਬੈਠ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਕੋਈ ਭੁੱਖਾ ਮਰੇ ਕੁਛ ਕਰੇ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਸ ਹੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਆ ਜਾਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਤੂੰ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲੈ ਬਗੈਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਕੋਈ ਕੰਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਏਗਾ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਜੋ ਪਰਮਾਰਥ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖਰਚ ਕਰ ਲੇਗਾ ਉਹੀ ਤੇਰਾ ਹੈ ਬਾਕੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਤੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ ਇੱਥੇ ਹੀ ਪਿਆ ਰਹਿ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ
ਨਾ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਮਸ ਟੂ ਦੋਸ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ ਦੋਸ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਡੈਵੋਟੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਮਾਇਆ ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਸਰਵੈਂਟਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਦ ਵੈਲਥ ਵਿਚ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਕਲੈਕਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਐਨ ਐਟੀਟਿਊਡ ਦੈਟ ਨੋਬਡੀ ਐਲਸ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਐਜ਼ ਵੈਲਥੀ ਐਜ਼ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਕਲੈਕਟ ਆਲ ਦ ਵੈਲਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਬੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦ ਵੈਲਥ is made only to do the things of the world and whatever is necessary it is correct to have only that much but to collect it more than we want and to sit on it and not sharing it with others is not a good thing because nothing is going to go with you all this wealth is not going to help you only that wealth which you will spend for the cause of the master for the cause of the spirituality and for helping others only that will be counted as your own wealth and all other things which you are collecting and are not sharing with others is of no use because it all is going to remain here.
Kabir sahib ne kaha si maya hoi nagni jagat rahi lipataye jo iski seva kare tisi hi ko phir khaye.
Kabir sahib had said that maya is like a snake. Those who serve the maya bites them and those who become the servant of maya, they are in the end devoured by the maya.
ਯੇ ਦੇਹੀ ਫਿਰ ਹੱਥ ਨਾ ਆਵੇ
फिरो चौरासी बल में गुरु सेवा कर गुरु जाओ आओ तुम इस ढंग में।
स्वामी जी महाराज कहते हैं कि परमात्मा ने इंसान का जामा मौका बख्शा है, इस सारिया जूना का सरदार बना के भेजा है। सानू पता है बड़े आदमी दियां बड़े दियां जिम्मेवारियां होंदियां है, इस तरह जे सानू इंसानी जामा अमोलक दिता है तो इस दियां जिम्मेवारियां भी सानू समझनिया चाहीदियां है। इहदे विच बह के असीं ओह कम करना है जिहड़ा 84 दे विच असीं कर नहीं सकदे, पशु पंछियां दे जामे विच कर नहीं सकदे। अगर इस जामे नूं असीं शराबां कबाबां भोगां विशे बकारां दे विच खो दिता, कहण लगे 84 फेर अगे तैयार है, ए तां छिन पंगर जीवन है।
Now Swami Ji Maharaj says that God has given us this golden opportunity of the human birth and he has made us as the highest in all creation, he has made us as the leader of the whole creation, and since we are superior than the other creatures, it means that we have more responsibilities than the other creatures. We have the responsibility of doing the devotion and going back to the real home. If we do not understand the purpose of getting this human birth, and if we do not utilize it for the thing for which it was given to us, and instead if we waste it in drinking wine, eating meat and doing all sorts of bad things, again the cycle of 84 lakhs birth and death is ready for us, because we have got this human body only after going in the cycle of 84 lakhs births and deaths. And if we do not avail this opportunity and if we do not utilize it for our liberation, we may go back into that cycle again.
तो स्वामी जी महाराज कहंदे है इंसानी जामे दा फायदा असीं इक्को ही तरीके नाल उठा सकदे हैं, जो गुरु सानू दसदा है उस रस्ते ते चलना, भजन सिमरन करना, कहण लगे अपने उपर गुरु नू खुश करना, यही सब तो बड़ी चीज है। कहंदे ए ढंग नू अपनाओ ते गुरु नू अपने उपर मेहरबान करो।
स्वामी जी महाराज से दैट देयर इज ओनली वन वे ऑफ यूटिलाइजिंग दिस ह्यूमन बर्थ एंड देयर इज ओनली वन वे टू गेट become free from the cycle of birth and death, and that is by doing bhajan and simran, by understanding the reality of the life and by pleasing our master. He says that these are the only ways of utilizing this human birth. You should please your master.
Tuhanu pata hi hai assi eh sochde hain ke guru meherban ni sade te, sajno oh ta meherban hunda hai, oh ta hamesha daya karni janda hai। जिस तरह एक दुनियावी पिता भी अपने बच्चियां नूं किन्ना प्यार करता है, उन्हां दी हर बेहतरी सोचता है, उन्हां वास्ते हर कुर्बानी करन नूं तैयार है, लेकिन उहदे बच्चे अगर दुनियावी पिता दे भी गलत रस्ते ते जाण, उह पिता नूं कितना अफसोस हुंदा है, कितना दुख हुंदा है, कितना कष्ट हुंदा है। उन्हां नूं हर ढंग नाल समझाउंदा, अगर नहीं समझदे तो तुहानूं पता कई दफा दुनियावी पिता अदालत दे विच जाके उस नूं बेदावे भी कर दिंदा है, लेकिन संत बेदावे कदे भी नहीं कर दे गए, वह कदे भी आपदे सबर नूं हथ चों जाण नहीं दिंदे गए, हमेशा दया करदे है। सत्संग जिहड़ा है यह आपदे बच्चियां नूं संत प्यार नाल समझा रहे हुंदे है कि बेटा इस काम च नहीं जाना, इस ए तुसी करना है।
We may say that master is not gracious on us or that he is not pleased with us, but that is not because you know that if the children are doing the things according to the instructions of the father becomes very pleased with them and the father is ready to give everything to them. But if the children do not obey the father, even on the worldly level, the father first of all will try to explain to them lovingly that you should not do these things and you should do that. But if still the children do not obey him, then in the end he may go in the court and he may say that he does not own that son, he may disown the son. But saints never do that. Even though we may do many bad things, even though we may not obey him, but still they will not disown us, because they have come in this world with a lot of grace. And always they explain to us lovingly that we should not do these things and we should do such things. Always through the satsangs they tell us that, dear children, this is the path you are supposed to walk on and these are the ways which you are not supposed to do. Through the satsangs, saints always explain to their children about the things they should do and about the things which they should not.
The talk was recorded, by the way, on December 30th, 1983, in Rajasthan. Our closing bhajan is on page 14. Tera Naam Rasamula Ji. Your Naam is nectar to those who have tasted it. Close the 9 doors of the body. Concentrate your attention at the 10th gate. Control the mind and the senses. The Anahat Bani is coming from above. Listen to that subtle sound current with internal hearing faculty. Do Dhyan at the center between the two eyes. Do the Guru's mantra with internal remembrance. Make the mind and chitta peaceful by concentrating them within. Then you will hear the Shabad resounding. From the 1,000-petal lotus, the soul ascends to Trikuti. To Parbrahm, the soul becomes absorbed in the void. From the great void, the soul goes to Bandra Gufa. The soul then travels to Satlok, Alak, and Agam regions. The final stage of the spiritual journey is Radhaswami Dham. The servant Somanath became absorbed in that state. Your Naam is nectar to those who have tasted it. Bhajan of Baba Somanath on page 14.
Tera Naam Rasmula Di Jino Ne Swad Liya. Tera Naam Rasmula Di Jino Ne Swad Liya. Banda Kare Randra dasve me chitta jo thera Indri mana jo roka liya Jinnone swad liya Tera naam rasmula अनहत पानी सुनत धीनी अंतर श्रवण दो नैनी ध्यान लाया जी जिन्होंने स्वाद लिया तेरा नाम रसमूला जिन्होंने स्वाद लिया मंत्र गुरु वाक्य अंतर तुमीरे शांत चित्त मन एकाग्र धरे जंत्र शब्द बजाया जिन्होंने स्वाद लिया तेरा नाम रसमूला जी जिन्होंने स्वाद लिया सहस्र कमल से त्रिकुटी आए पार ब्रह्म में सुन्न समाए महासुन्न से भंवर गया जी जिन्होंने स्वाद लिया तेरा नाम रसमूला जी जिन्होंने स्वाद सत्तलोक और अलख अगम निजगत राधा स्वामी धाम दास सोम समाया जी जिन्होंने स्वाद लिया तेरा नाम र रसमूला दी जिन्होंने स्वाद लिया।
Your name is nectar to those who have tasted it. May God bless us all.